بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 25, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abd al-Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, in this session number 25, we're going to continue with what we started last week for lesson 26. Last week we did the English key with all of its 9 points. And today, inshallah, we're going to take off from there after a quick review, yani an overview of what we covered in the English key, mostly dealing with or emphasizing the details of the al-fi'lu al-ruba'iyu, yani al-mujarrad wal-mazid, yani the quadriliteral verb that has four radicals, which it comes in two forms, mujarrad, where it doesn't have any extra letters other than the four original radicals, and then there's the mazid, which has extra letters added to those four to modify the meaning. So today, inshallah, we're going to cover review the English key, mostly emphasizing that, because the exercises that we're going to be doing today, the first four exercises, only deal with this first point, yani al-fi'l al-ruba'i, al-fi'lu al-ruba'iyu. As far as the other points, we're going to quickly look at them. The exercises related to them will come in the next session. So today, inshallah, we're going to quickly review the English key, emphasizing the first point. Then we're going to read the Arabic dialogue, the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. Read it and translate it and look at yani anything that it contains from the points, the new points of this lesson and new vocabulary. And then we'll do the exercises, the first four exercises, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So let's go to the English key on page 116. The English key on page 116, and mainly 116 and 117. Yani that's where the main point that we want to look at is the pages 116 and 117, which deal with the fi'l al-ruba'i. Yani the other points we're going to look at as well, but we're not going to deal with that. We're going to see them in the Arabic dialogue, so we're going to look at them now just to refresh our memories, but the exercises related to them will be in the following session, and we'll look at those in a little more detail, inshallah, at that time. So we're going to start on page 116 with emphasis on the first point of the English key for lesson number 26. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, al-fi'lu al-ruba'iyu, the ruba'i or quadriliteral verb. That is a verb which has four radicals, four root letters. Previously, all of the chapters that we saw for verbs were thulathi mujarrad or thulathi mazid. We have several chapters going back to the end of level 3 and all throughout this level 4 where we saw thulathi mazid verbs. Now we're looking at the first time the quadriliteral verb, yani arubai. So we said that this type of verb has four radicals, four root letters, like tarajama, he translated, ba'athara, he scattered, harawala, he walked fast, and basmala, he said, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yani basmala means to say bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Just saying bismillah, that's called tasmiyah, to mention the name of Allah. But basmala means to say the whole expression, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Okay, like the thulathi, the ruba'i is also either mujarrad or mazid. Just like we saw in the thulathi, there's mujarrad, where it only has the three original root letters, and then there's mazid, where extra letters are added to modify the meaning. So likewise, the ruba'i also has mujarrad, and it has mazid. The ruba'i mujarrad has only the four radicals, the four original root letters, without any extra letters. Yani the extra letters that modify the meaning. So for example, a ruba'i mujarrad is tarajama, which is composed of ta, ra, jim, and mim. Now the ruba'i mujarrad has only one bab, that's fa'lala. Yani the pattern for the ruba'i mujarrad is fa'lala. Four radicals. The first radical has fatha, the second radical root letter has sukun, And the third and fourth radicals also have fatha. Fa'lala. The mudari of this fa'lala, yani ruba'i mujarrad, is yufa'lilu. Yani the first radical takes dhamma, the next to the last radical takes kasra. And all in between, yani we see. Yufa'lilu. Yani the second radical still has sukoon. The first radical still has fatha. But the next to the last radical takes kasra in the last radical, and the mudari verb takes dhamma, unless it is majzum or mansub, right? So for example, fa'lala yufa'lilu, an example of it is tarjama yutarjimu. An example of it is tarjama yutarjimu. Another example of it is ba'athara yuba'athiru, or harwala yuharwilu, or basmala yubasmilu. Yani as we already saw those examples being given first. Then it says, as the verb is composed of four letters, the harf mudara'a has dhamma. That's why fa'lala became yufa'lilu. Tarjama yutarjimu. The master is on the pattern of fa'alalatun, just like the past tense form fa'alala, except you add tarmabuta. So fa'alala, the past tense form becomes the master fa'alalatun. So tarajama, the master tarajamatun, tarajamatun. The same thing, ba'athara, its master would be yani ba'atharatun. Harwala, its master would be harwalatun. And basmala, its master would be basmalatun. Now, the ism fa'il, yani, is like we said previously in the thulathi mazid, the first yani root letter from the mudari form takes mim with dhamma, and the next to the last radical takes kasra. The same like we saw with the thulathi mazid, except here we have rubai, four root letters. So the harf mudara, yani, changes from yu to mu. So tarjama yu tarjimu became mu tarjimun. Yu tarjimu, mu tarjimun. Only thing we're changing is the yu to mu. And the last vowel is going to be tanween because this is a noun, right? Ism fa'il, mu tarjimun. Next to the last radical takes kasra. Mutarjimun, a translator, one who does the action. When the third radical has kasra, and in the ism maf'ul, it has fatha instead of kasra. Mutarjamun, mutarjimun, ism fa'il, mutarjamun, ism maf'ul. Example, he gave us kitabun, mutarjamun, a translated book. The ruba'i mazid has three abwab. Again, I'm going into the details here because this is very, very important, and we're going to look at this in detail today with the Arabic dialogue and with the exercises that we're going to be doing today. All will be dealing with this first point. And since this is a brand new concept, we want to make sure that we got it well. Okay, just to complete what it says concerning this particular matter, it says that Ruba'i Mazid has three abwab. They are a tafa'lala. Tafa'lala. Yani there's a ta has been prefixed to the first radical, became tafa'lala. For example, tara'ra'a. He grew up. تضمض. I'm sorry, تمضمض. يعني he rinsed his mouth with water. تمضمض. The mudari from ترعرع is يا يترعرع. And the master ترعرعن. يعني the next to the last radical takes ضم. So the same thing we would say, تمضمض, the mudari would be يتمضمض, and the master would be تمضمضن, تمضمضن. The second bab of the mazid, ruba'i mazid, is if'anlala. If'anlala, where I, kasra, hamza til wasl with kasra is prefixed to the first radical, and the fourth radical is doubled. Yani if'alalla, if'alalla. The hamzatul wasl with kasra is prefixed to the first radical, and the fourth radical is doubled. So for example, itma'anna, he felt reassured. Or ishma'azza, he detested or hated something. The mudari from itma'anna is yatma'innu, and the master is itma'nanu. And likewise, yani ishma'azza, yani ishma'azza, yashma'izzu is the mudari, and ishmi'zaz is the master. So I'm just giving you this as a second example of what it looks like from this bab. If alalla, yani itma'anna, ishma'azza, mudari, yatma'innu, and yashma'izzu, master, itma'nan, and ishmi'zaz. And then he gives us the ayah in the Quran, ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. يعني from it, from the verb, the past tense verb, اطمئن, the مضاري, يطمئن, in this case, يعني because the فاعل قلوب is غير عاقل plural, we have the feminine form of the verb تطمئن, تطمئن. Okay, after this, the third أبواب, the third باب from the أبواب of مزيد, for the rubai is if an lala, if an lala, with the hamza, hamza til wasl with kasr is prefixed to the first radical and noon is added after the second radical. If an lala, for example, if ranqa'a, and the mudari yafranqi'u, and the master if ranqa. The sentence if ranqa'a an nasu means the people dispersed, and we saw examples of this as well from the examples that they gave us. Yani for this third bab, if an lala is yani yani ihranjama mudari yahranjimu master ihrinjam. And we're going to be looking at this in detail today with the exercise that we'll be doing. Okay, as far as the remainder of the English key, we're just going to quickly look at some of these points, because the exercises for these are going to come in the next session, but we might see them in the Arabic dialogue, so we're going to just look at them quickly. Point number 2 on page 117 says, this is a man, hadha rajulun, and this is the man, hadha ar-rajulu. But this sentence, هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, may also mean this man. Instead of this is the man, it might mean this man. The listener may think that you mean this man and wait for the khabar. To avoid this ambiguity, an appropriate pronoun is inserted between the مُبْتَدَى and the khabar. هَذَا هُوَ الرَّجُلُ, this is the man. And they gave us more examples. What is important here is that, yani when we have such a sentence like هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, it could be understood in two ways, this is the man, or it might be understood this man, in which case you're still waiting for a khabar. But if ar-rajulu is the khabar, then we put this pronoun, which is the differentiating pronoun, yani the mir al-fasl, you put it in between the mubtada and the khabar, and it now it requires us to understand that ar-rajulu, in hadha ar-rajulu, when we put huwa there, it requires that we understand ar-rajulu here is the khabar. Otherwise, it could be understood in either way, that it's a khabar or that it's just a badal for hadha. And they gave us examples of that. This is called the mir al-fasl, the differentiating pronoun. And they said this also, this ambiguity also occurs if the mubtada is a proper noun and the khabar is an adjective for that proper noun, or a noun with alif lam. In that case, the same type of ambiguity can come. You might think that the adjective that comes after it, or the noun with alif lam, you might think that it is a khabar, or you might think that it's just an adjective for that proper noun. And in that case, to eliminate this possibility and to assure that the next word is actually the khabar, we have to use the damir al-fasl, the differentiating pronoun, and we'll be looking at this in detail in the coming session. After this is point number 3. If you are offered to eat something with the instruction kul hadha, you can eat the whole of it. But if the instruction says kul min hadha, you are only to take part of this. This min that's used here is called min at-taba'idiyya, the partitive min, yani the min that means ba'du, some of it, means some of it, some of this thing or some of these people and so on. And they gave us some examples of that. Yani min al-taba'idiyya. Yani its meaning is ba'd. Ba'd, that's why it's called taba'idiyya. From ba'ain ba'd. Ba'd, some of it or some of them. Number four, wahal ja'a al-mudarrisu, and has the headmaster come, al-mudarrisu, al-mudiru, and has the headmaster, the principal come, the conjunction wow comes first before hal. Whereas, with Hamzatul Istifham, the Hamzatul Istifham is going to come first. You say awa ja'a, not wa'a. Alright, so with Hamzatul Istifham, the Hamzatul Istifham is going to come first before conjunction wow or fa'a thumma. But with other question words, yani asma'al istifham, with other question words, the conjunction comes first, and then the question word, like hell or other than hell. Number five, in many ayats in the Quran, they begin with إِذْ, like وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. In such cases, إِذْ is the object of the verb that is understood, though not mentioned. أُذْكُرُوا. So just keep in mind when you see the ayah beginning with إِذْ, for the most part, you're going to understand that it means أُذْكُرُوا إِذْ, remember when. The plural of مَيِّت is مَوْتَى on the pattern of فَعَلَى, just like مَرِيد is plural is أَسْرَى, and جري is يعني جرحى. I'm sorry, what did I say? أَسِيَة, the plural of أَسِيَة is أَسْرَى, the plural of مَرِيد is مَرْضَى, and the plural of جري is جرحى. Okay, number six. Number seven is dealing with the munada. If the munada coming after ya nida is a noun with the pronoun of the first person singular as its mudaf ilay, yani if the word that comes after ya nida has attached to it as mudaf ilay ya al mutakallim, the first person singular pronoun, then it has five ways that it may come. It may come as in its original form, ya rabbi, for example, or without the elongation, Ya Rabbi, or with the elongation, but the Ya taking Fatta, Ya Rabbiya, or it may come with Fatta, Ya Rabba, or Ya Rabba, with elongation. These are five different ways that it may come, and we'll see that in the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The eighth matter is what is called Idha Al-Fujayya, which we studied previously, and we said that if the Jawab Al-Shart, the jawab al-shart is a nominal sentence, it should take fa. This fa can be replaced by either fujai. Instead of fa, either fujai. Number nine is we have learned that the mudaf verb, yani as we saw in book 2, lesson 29, the mudaf verb in all forms of the mudari except to the second radical loses its vowel and is assimilated to the third radical. Yani yahujju, tahujju, ahujju, nahujju, and so on. However, this process is called idgham. And idgham sometimes may be replaced with fak al-idgham. Yani the opening of the idgham in which that second radical that has lost its vowel and is assimilated into the third radical, that second radical may take a vowel. This again we're going to look at in some detail in the next session. We'll see how yani mudari forms that are majzoom by sukoon, not the ones that are majzoom by hadf al-noon, and not the ones that are mabniyun, but mudari verb. The mudari verb forms that are majzoom by sukoon, yani yahujju, tahujju, ahujju, and nahujju, those mudari forms, if they are majzoom, and these, the sign of them being majzoom is sukoon, in that case it's permissible to have fak al-idgham. Instead of the second radical be merged, yani losing its vowel and be merged into the third radical, yani they can be separated and each of them pronounced. This is also the case with the fi'l amra for the muda'af verb for the second person masculine singular only. The fi'l amra for the second person masculine singular form, yani the same thing is possible, idgham or fakal idgham. And there are examples of this. We're going to be dealing with this in detail. We'll look at exercises for it in the next session. For today, inshallah, what we want to do is now after this quick review of the, after this quick review of the English key. We want to take a look at now the Arabic text or the dialogue at the beginning of the Arabic section for lesson 26. Inshallah, we'll read the dialogue, translate it. And again, the intention or the purpose or the objective in this dialogue, there are many objectives. There are a number of things that we're trying to do. Number one, we want to read as much as possible. So reading the dialogue is important to improve our reading skills. Secondly, we want to read out loud so that we not only read for comprehension, but we also read with the intent of trying to improve our pronunciation of the Arabic words. Number three, and most importantly, yani we want to comprehend. We want to comprehend what we're reading, so we are reading, making sure that we understand. And for that reason, we're going to translate the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson. Yani for every lesson, we're going to take it, break it down, read it line by line, and translate it. Because the objective ultimately is to comprehend. Also, during this reading, we should be looking at the new grammatical points for this lesson, making sure we identify them, and that we see how they are being used in context. And as well, we can be looking for grammatical points that we've studied previously in earlier lessons or in earlier levels, making sure that we remember them, and we're looking for new vocabulary, trying to identify and make sure that we know the new vocabulary. If there are words we don't know, then we may have to look them up, or we can go to the vocabulary listing that's not here, but that's listed separately, vocabulary listing for each level. If anybody needs that, please make it known to us and we'll send it to you, vocabulary listing. But what is important here is that we're looking at the new grammatical points, and we're looking at new vocabulary, and as well we're making sure that we remember the old grammar and the old vocabulary. We're reading in an audible voice to practice our pronunciation of the Arabic words, and we are reading as much as possible so that we can improve our reading skills and our comprehension skills. Now, okay, so let's read from the Arabic text on page 220 and 221. Just two pages, 220 and 221. At the top of page 220, it says, الدرسu السادسu والعشرون, the 26th lesson. This is between the Mudarris and Ammar and Ahmed and Hamid and the Muraqib. So there are several people in this dialogue, mainly the teacher and his students and the Muraqib. Okay, so the teacher begins by saying, Ya Ammaru, Hada huwa al-kutayyibu alladhi uridu tarjamatahu ila al-lughati al-faransiyyati. Atastatiyu an tutarjimahu? Ya Ammar, this is the kutayyib. This is an example of the mir al-fasl. Hada huwa al-kutayyib. This is the booklet. Okay, otherwise if we said hada al-kutayyib, a person might misunderstand and think that hada is the mubtada and al-kutayyib is a bedel. And the meaning would be this kutayyib, and they will be still waiting for the qabr. But by us using yani the mir al-fasl, it makes clear that al-kutayyib is not a bedel for hada, rather it is the khabar. هذا هو القتيب. This is the قتيب, the booklet. الذي أريد ترجمته, which I want its translation to French language. اللغة الفرنسية. أتستطيع أن ترجم أن تترجمه? Are you able to translate it? This is the يعني the فعل المضارع from ترجمة. يترجم here, يعني أنت تترجم. تترجم يعني منصوب بفتح because of N. تترجمه فعل مضارع. And in the previous line we had ترجمته, يعني ترجمة is the master from ترجمة. ترجمة يعني just adding تاء مربوطة. In this case the تاء مربوطة, because we're adding a pronoun to it, it became تاء مفتوحة. You know, تاء مربوطة can only be the last letter of a word. It must always be the last letter of the word. If a suffix is added to that word, we have to change it from ta marbuta to ta maftuha. So original form of this word, tarajamatahu, is really tarajamatun. Okay, became ta maftuha because of the suffix added to it, the pronoun hu. Okay, so naam. So this is the tarajamat tarjamatahu is the master. Tarjamatun from the verb tarjama from the verb fa'alala. In the next line, and to tarjimahu is the fi'l mudari from fa'alala, from the verb fa'alala. Yani tarjama yutarjimu. The next line, Amma says, Astatiyu bi'aunillahi, I'm able, yani to translate it, I'm able bi'aunillahi, with the help of Allah. Faqad tarjamtu qabla hadha iddata kutubin islamiyyatin. For indeed, I have translated, tarjamtu, I have translated before this, a number of Islamic books. So in this sentence we have tarjamtu, yani which is the fi'l madi from the verb fa'alala, yani from the verb tarjama, tarjamtu. The next line, uridu an uwazzi'a, yani the teacher is explaining what he wants to do with this translation. Uridu an uwazzi'a al-kutayyiba al-mutarjama ala ikhwanin hadithi al-ahdi bil-islami. I want to uwazzi, yani from wazza'a yuwazzi'u, to distribute الكتيبة المترجمة, the translated booklet, على إخوان, to brothers, حديثي الأهدي بالإسلام, who have newly entered into Islam. يعني some brothers who are new Muslims. حديث الأهدي بالإسلام means person who is new in Islam. يعني recently became Muslim. Here we have المترجمة, which is the ism maf'ool from the verb tarjama, from the verb fa'alala, which is the ruba'i al-mujarrad, fa'alala. In the next slide, Amma says, إِذَنْ أُتَرْجِمُهُ فِي أَقْرَبِي وَقْتٍ مُمْكِنٍ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. In that case, I will translate it. فِي أَقْرَبِي وَقْتٍ, in the nearest time, mumkin, possible, the nearest possible time, inshallah, Allah willing. So here we have utarjimuhu, yani the fi'l mudari from the verb tarjama, yutarjimu, ana utarjimu, yani from the verb fa'alala, which is the ruba'i mujarrad. The teacher says, Ya Ammaru, innaka tujidu al-lugata al-faransiyata wa tatakallamu وتتكلمها and you يعني تتكلمها كما يتكلم أهل الفرنسا أفعشت في فرنسا. يعني says, يا أما إنك تجيد اللغة الفرنسية, you يعني speak the French language so well, تجيد, you speak it well, وتتكلمها and you speak it كما يتكلم أهل فرنسا, and you speak it just like the people, the French people, the أهل فرنسا, the people of France, you speak it just like they speak it. أفعشت في فرنسا, have you lived in France? Amma says, نعم, إنني ولدت ونشأت وترعرعت في باريس لأن أبي كان يعمل هناك, إنه بقي في فرنسا 15 سنة. يعني he answers the teacher by saying, نعم, yes. يعني have you lived in France? Yes. إنني ولدت, indeed I was born. And I نشأت, grew up. وترعرعت, and I يعني was grew up and يعني developed في باريس, يعني in Paris, يعني the capital of France. لأن أبي كان يعمل هناك, because my father used to work there. وإنه بقي في فرنسا 15 سنة, he remained in France for 15 years. The point here in this sentence that we want to pay attention to is ترعرعت, يعني to grow up and develop and mature in a particular place. And this verb is the past tense, fi'l, yani madi, from the bab tafa'allala, which is bab ruba'i al-mazid, tafa'allala, yani tara'ra'a, Tara'ra'tu, past tense form. After this, the teacher says, هذا هو السبب, this is then the reason. هذا هو السبب. Yani, again, this is dhamir, al-fasl, the differentiating pronoun, which makes us know that السبب is the khabar, and not a bedel for هذا. Without that pronoun, we may say هذا السبب, yani هذا would be a mubtada. السبب could be the bedel for it, and we will be waiting for a khabar. But in this case, in reality, السبب is the khabar. So instead of هذا السبب possibly being understood as this reason, we know that it is, this is the reason. Yani, a sabab is the khabar. How do we know? Because of the dhamir al-fasl huwa. Hada huwa sabab, this is the reason then. Iqra al-ayat, ya Ahmed. Read the ayat, O Ahmed. Ahmed says, ba'da ma yasta'idhu. Yani, ba'da ma yasta'idhu, after he has, yani, sought refuge in Allah. Yani, after he said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, then he begins to read. Here I just want to note, ba'dama yasta'idhu, this is going to come to us, not in this session today, but in the end of the exercises for this lesson, exercise number 16, it's going to give us an explanation of what is called ma al-masdariyya. This is not mentioned in the English key, but the explanation of it, or discussion of it with examples, are going to come in exercise number 16 on page 228. Please pay attention to that. This is what is called ma al-masdariyya al-dharafiyya. The ma that is converted to the masdar meaning, and it also has the meaning of dharafiyya, yani dharf al-zaman, yani the meaning of, yani time, dharf al-zaman, yani adverb of time. So we're going to see that, not in this session, but in the last exercise from the exercises for this lesson 26. So please note that here, at this particular point, what is intended here, بَعْدَ مَا يَسْتَعِيذُ, this is مَا الْمَسْدَرِيَ الظَّرَفِيَ, يعني, after him, يعني, يَسْتَعِيذُ, seeking refuge from Allah, يعني, after him having sought refuge from Allah, then he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And remember this is what? This is that comes in the beginning of the ayah. It is normally the maf'ulun bi of the verb اُذْكُرُوا. We understand that this means وَأُذْكُرُوا إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And remember when Ibrahim said رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Yani, show me, O my Rabb, show me how you give life to the dead. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Allah says to him, do you not believe? قَالَ بَلَى. He says, indeed I believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. But so that my heart will be reassured. My mind will be put to rest. So that I will find comfort. Yani, in understanding how you give life to the dead. Here we want to note the word in the ayat, وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ. This is the mudari verb from the bab if'alalla. If'alalla. Yani, where Hamzatul Wasl is added to the first root radical with kasra, and the last radical or root letter is doubled with shadda. This is if'alalla. If'alalla. Yani, ruba'i al-mazid. Yatma'innu. Yani, liyatma'inna. Qalbi. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 260th ayat. Another ayat, he is told to read again. Allahu nazzala ahsana al-hadithi kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. This is from Surah Al-Zumar, 39th Surah, 23rd Ayah. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu نزل أحسن الحديث, yani Allah has sent down, has revealed the best of speech, the best statement, كتابا متشابها, yani a book in which parts of it resemble other parts. مثانياً مثانية يعني it is repeated يعني meanings being repeated. تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم يعني the جلود the skin of those who have خشية of their رب يعني shiver the skin shivers from it يعني from the meanings when they hear the Quran being recited or they read it. ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله and then their skin and their hearts يعني are softened become softened to the remembrance of Allah. Before I go to the rest of the ayat or let's finish the ayat on the next page 221 ذلك هدى الله this is the guidance of Allah يهدي به من يشاء he guides by it whoever he wills ومن يضلل and whoever ومن يضلل الله ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد and whoever Allah leads astray because of that person's rejection of the truth or whatever فما له من هاد then there's no guide for him then there's no guide for him okay we go back to the first line of the ayah الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا مشب متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم تقشعر is a mudari verb from the verb if'alal like the previous example ليطمئن both of them are mudari verb from the verb if'alal نعم if'alal and it means here to shiver يعني out of fear of their رب يعني because of the meaning the beautiful meanings of the Quran. So this is bab if alalla yani which is rubai al-mazid. Going back to page 221 after the ayat it says one more ayat from Surah Az-Zumar as well 39th surah 45th ayat the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim wa idha dhukira Allahu wahdahu ishma'azzat qulubul ladina la yu'minuna bil akhirah وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ يعني وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ when Allah is mentioned by himself يعني worship Allah alone إِشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ then the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter find disgust the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter when Allah is mentioned alone without their pagan gods Their hearts find disgust. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ And when those who are other than Allah, يعني besides Allah, the idols that they worship, when they are mentioned, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ Then they rejoice. Okay, two things here. The main thing is إِشْمَعَزَّتْ is al-madi, past tense verb, مِنْ إِفْعَلَلَّ From the same verb, إِفْعَلَلَّ like the past two examples. Which is Rubai Mazid, in which the first radical is preceded by Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra, and the last radical is doubled with Shadda, Ishma'azza, Itma'anna, and so on. The second thing that I want to mention here is that, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ يعني here, هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ is جُمْلَة, إِسْمِيَة, جَوَابُ الشَّرْطِ, It's required to be prefixed with fa, or it can be replaced by either al-fuja'iyya, which we see here, either al-fuja'iyya, which is a word that's used to express any something happened that was unexpected. Either hum yastabshirun. Yani in this case, when their gods, their idols that they worship besides Allah mentioned, then surprisingly, this is when they rejoice. طيب. After this, يدخل رجل ويسلم. At this point, a man enters and he gives salams. And he says, Assalamu alaikum. The mudarris, it says concerning the mudarris, بعدما يرد التحية. After he returns the greetings, يعني to the man who entered and gave salams. And again, this is ما المصدرية الظرفية. After the time of him يعني returning the salams after he has returned the salams to the man who entered the teacher says يا إخوانو هذا هو المراقب الجديد من كان لديه سؤال فليسأله. يعني he said, oh brothers, this is the new supervisor, مراقب جديد. من كان لديه سؤال فليسأله. Whoever has a question, then let him ask. Again, we have in this sentence, بعدما يرد التحية, we have مع المصدرية, and also we have هذا هو المراقب, يعني ضمير الفصل, the differentiating pronoun, which requires us to interpret this expression المراقب, here this word مراقب, as the خبر. If not for هو in this sentence, we said هذا المراقب الجديد may mean this new مراقب, and then we're waiting for a خبر. To eliminate this ambiguity, we don't know, is المراقب the خبر, or if it is a بدل فهذا, we use the ضمير الفصل هو, يعني, which requires us, يعني this هو is يعني مناسب to هذا, هذا هو, هذه هي, يعني هؤلاء هم, and so on, like this. The ضمير الفصل should match the word before it, and both the word before and the word after it should both be definite. يعني all pronouns are definite, so it's the word before it, هذا, is definite, and مراقب has alif lam, so it's also definite. What is important here is that the ضمير الفصل, when it's used, it makes us to know what is intended, is that the word following it is the خبر. يعني it's not an adjective, it's not a بدل for هذا, it's not a بدل for هذا, and if it was a proper noun, it wouldn't be an adjective for that proper noun. Okay, so this makes us to know the word following the ضمير الفصل is a خبر. After this, Hamid says, Ya Shaykh, منا من, يعني he's saying to the مراقب, he has a question, Ya Shaykh, منا من يريد أن يشترك في معسكر الجامعة أفيسجل اسمه لديك الآن. يعني from amongst us, منا, from amongst us, من يريد, are those who want to participate, يشترك, and يشترك في معسكر الجامعة, in the camp of the university, the camp that the university is having, educational camp. أفيسجل اسمه لديك الآن. Shall a person who wants to participate in the university camp, shall he register his name with you right now? Here there are several points that we're going to make in this lesson here. منا, this من is من التبعيدية. يعني منا means here بعدنا, some of us, يعني from amongst us are some who want to participate in the معسكر. The second point that I want to make is معسكر is a اسم مكان from the باب فعلل رباعي مجرد. يعني the triliteral or quadriliteral verb that doesn't have any extra letters, يعني it's a اسم مكان معسكر, the place of camping out, the place of camping out, معسكر, يعني اسم مكان from the باب فعلل, يعني رباعي مجرد. Also we have حمزه, حمزة تل استفهام, coming before the conjunction فا. With other question words, it will come after the conjunction فا or واو or ثم. But with حمزة الاستفهام, it comes before the conjunction فا or واو or other than that, as we saw in the English key. اسمه لديك الآن. نعم. Okay, so those are the points that I wanted to mention here. من التبعيدية, and يعني اسم مكان, from فعلل رباعي مجرد, and the حمزة الاستفهام coming before the conjunction, as opposed to other question words come after the conjunction. Okay, finally the مراقب says, نعم هذا, نعم هذا, وأريد أن أدلكم على أمر فيه أجر إن شاء الله. And he says, yes, this is so. يعني yes, he may register his name with us now. And then he says, وأريد أن, يعني after that being said, أريد أن أدلكم على أمر فيه أجر إن شاء الله. I want to direct you, I want to point out to you an affair, أمر فيه أجر, that contains reward إن شاء الله. So now the muraqib is saying, yes, they may, you may, whoever wants to participate in the mu'askar, he may register his name with me now. And after that being said, هذا, he said, وَأُرِيدُ, I want to also point you to an affair which will contain a matter which contains a reward, inshallah, مِن طُلَّابِ الْمَعْحَدِ مَعْحَدِ, yani from amongst the students of the institute, the Arabic language institute. And here this min, at-tulab is min at-taba'idiyya, meaning from amongst the students, ba'd at-tulab, some of the students of the institute, from amongst them are men hum bihajatin ila musa'adatin. Some of them, they are in need of assistance, help, aid, musa'ada. Men hum bihajatin, yani those who they are in need of help. فَسَاعِدُوهُمْ, so help them. مِمَّا آتَاكُمُ اللَّهِ, so help them from what Allah has given you. Yani from the wealth that Allah has given you, help them. And again, this is مِنْ التَبَعِيدِيَّ, yani help them with giving some of بَعْدُ مَا آتَاكُمُ اللَّهِ, some of what Allah has given to you. مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُسَاعِدَهُمْ فَلْيَتَّصِلْ بِأَمِينْ صُنْدُكْ الْبِرْ, so whoever wants to help them, فَلْيَتَّصُلْ, then he must call the treasurer, yani the Amin, the one who is yani trusted with the Sunduq al-Bir, yani with the charity funds, Sunduq al-Bir. Whoever wants to help them, then let him call the Amin, Sunduq al-Bir, yani the treasurer who takes care of the funds that have been collected for charity. Okay, that's the end of the dialogue. And now we're going to go to the exercises. So for homework, we had four exercises. And hopefully, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we should be able to cover them. We have plenty of time remaining. The first exercise is the comprehension exercise. Says ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer concerning the following questions. Number one, لماذا يريد المدرس ترجمة الكتيب? Why does the teacher want translation of this booklet? Why does he want this booklet to be translated? Tarjama is the master from tarjama, yutarjimu tarjamatun. Why does the teacher want the translation of this kutayib, this booklet? Yuridu an yuwazzi'a al-kutayiba al-mutarjama ala ikhwanin hadithi al-ahdi bil-islam. Yani he wants to distribute this translated booklet to the brothers, some brothers who are hadithi al-ahdi bil-islam, yani who are newly, people who are newly having entered into Islam, yani new Muslims, recently came to Islam, hadithi al-ahd, yani recently they are new in their, yani coming into the fold of Islam, making a contract with Allah to worship Him and to obey Him and to submit to Him. Number two, أين ولد عمار وأين ترعرع? Where was Ammar born and where was he raised? Yani, he grew up. The first thing we want to mention is ولد is a فعل مبني للمجهول. أين ولد عمار? عمار is a naib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. وأين ترعرع? Yani this is a past tense verb, yani from the bab tafa'lala. Naam. Which is the ruba'i mazid. Naam, ruba'i mazid. Tayyib. Wulida Ammarun fi Baris, fi Barisa, wa tara'ra'a fiha. Yani, Ammar, he was born. Wulida, he was born in Paris. And he was raised in it, in Paris. Yani, tara'ra'a fiha. Number three. كم سنة بقي أبوه في فرنسا? How many years did his father remain in France? بقي أبوه في فرنسا خمسة عشرة سنة. يعني his father remained in France 15 years. Okay, after this, exercise number two, which is really an explanation of the Ruba'i. Well, okay, so it's really a discussion, contrasting what we have studied in the past, the Thulathi, Fi'l al-Thulathi, with the what we're studying in this chapter, the Fi'l al-Ruba'i. So, explanation of that, and also the Abwab of the Ruba'i, the Mujarrad, when it doesn't have any extra letters added to the original four root letters, and the Mazid, which are three Abwab, yani where extra letters are added to the original four radicals to modify the meaning. Okay, it says number two, page 222, exercise number two. Al-fi'lu imma thulathi, imma thulathiyun wa imma ruba'iyun. So imma wa imma means either or. The verb is either triliteral root or it is quadriliteral root verb. Yani either three root letters or four root letters. Yani in Arabic the verb is either having three original root letters, radicals, or four original root letters or radicals before anything is added to it. فَالثُلَاثِيُّ مَا فِيهِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَحْرُفٍ أَصْلِيَّةٍ. So the ثُلَاثِي verb is the one that contains three أحرف أصلية, three original letters, three root letters, three radicals. نَهُ, for example, كَتَبَ, سَلَّمَ, إِنْكَسَرَ, وَقَدْ دَرَسْتَهُ. So examples of this is كَتَبَ, which is ثُلَاثِي مُجَرَّد, without any extra letters, and سَلَّمَ, which is ثُلَاثِي مَزِيد, with one extra letter, the middle radical being doubled, or إِنْكَسَرَ, which is ثُلَاثِي مَزِيد as well, which has حَمْزَةُ الْوَصُلُ with كَسْرَ and نُون with سَكُون prefixed to it, إِنْكَسَرَ. Yani the original root letters are كَاف, سِين, and رَا. So all of these we have studied before. ثُلَاثِي, يعني مُجَرَّد, كَتَبَ, وَمَزِيد, سَلَّمَ, إِنْكَسَرَ, and so on. أَمَّا رُبَعِيُّ, so as far as the quadriliteral verb, فَمَا كَانَ فِيهِ أَرْبَعَةُ أَحْرُفٍ أَصْلِيَّةٍ, then it is the one that has four letters, أَصْلِيَّة, four original letters, four original root letters, radicals, yani before anything has been added to it to modify its meaning. It has originally four root letters. وَهُوَ إِمَّا مُجَرَّدٌ وَإِمَّا مَزِيدٌ, and it is either going to be إِمَّا مُجَرَّدٌ, yani those four original root letters without anything being added to them to modify the meaning, وَإِمَّا مَزِيدٌ, or it may have yani extra letters added to modify the meaning. فَالْمُجَرَّدْ لَهُ بَابْ وَاحِدٌ, as far as the مُجَرَّد, the رُبَعِي that doesn't have any extra letters added to modify the meaning, then it has only one pattern. وَوَزْنُهُ فَعْلَلَ, and its pattern is فَعْلَلَ. Yani the first radical taking fatta, the second radical taking sukoon, the third and fourth radicals taking fatta and fatta. Nahu, for example, tarjama, four radicals, first radical taking fatta, second radical taking sukoon, the third and fourth taking fatta. Ba'athara, yani he scattered. Harwala, he walked fast. Dahraja, to roll something. Faraqa, to crack the joints of the fingers. Faraqa, yani with qaf and ayn. Faraqa. Zalzala, to shake violently. Waswasa, to have evil suggestions. Waswasa. And qahqaha, to laugh loudly. Qaf ha, qaf ha. Qahqaha, to laugh loudly. So these are examples of the Ruba'i Mujarrad from the pattern fa'lala with no extra letters added that modify the meaning. These are examples. والمزيد له ثلاثة أبواب. As far as the رباعي مزيد, it has three babs. وهي number one تفعلل, number two إفعلل, and number three إفعنلل. So these are the أبواب of the رباعي المزيد. The first of them, number one تفعلل, يعني it is the original four root letters فعلل with تا being prefixed to it. تفعلل. For example, ترعرع. ترعرع. يعني the original root letters were رعرع, but here the تا is prefixed to it. This is the first bab of مزيد. ترعرع. Meaning he grew up. He grew up, يعني in a particular place or in a particular manner. The second example, تمضمضة. يعني to rinse one's mouth with water. تَمَضْمَضَى, the original root letters are ميم, ضاد, and ميم and ضاد, a تا is prefixed to the beginning of it. يعني تَفَعْلَلَ, the pattern of تَفَعْلَلَ. The next one is تَدَحْرَجَ. تَدَحْرَجَ. تَدَحْرَجَ, يعني its original root letters are دَلْ, حَا, رَا, and جِيم. يعني دَحْرَجَ. تَدَحْرَجَ means to roll. يعني that, to roll by itself. يعني دحرجة means to roll something, and تدحرجة means for it to roll by itself. يعني this is the مطاوعة that we had in ثلاثي مزيد, some of the ثلاثي مزيد, مزيد, يعني where the meaning is that the مفعول به becomes, takes the place of the فاعل. So if you say دحرجة, it means somebody rolled it. But تَدَحْرَجَ means it rolled by itself. Like كَسَرَ means to break something, and إِنْ كَسَرَ means to, for it to break by itself. It broke up. Not somebody broke it, but it broke. So this is the meaning of مُطَاوَعَ, and this is the meaning of this bab, تَفَعْلَلَ. The meaning of this bab is مُطَاوَعَ, yani that something happens by itself. نعم. The next bab is if'alalla. If'alalla. Yani where the first radical is prefixed by hamza with sukoon and the last radical is doubled with shadda. Yani if'alalla. Yaf'alillu. Yani is the mudari. The examples of this is itma'anna. Yani to be comforted, to be reassured, to put one's mind at rest. اطمأن. The second one, اشمعز. اشمعز, yani means to find disgust with something. And the third example, اقشعر, yani for the skin to, for a person to shiver, for their skin to shiver out of fear of Allah. In reference to the Quran anyway. نعم. افعلل, يعني يفعلل. The meaning, generally the meaning of this bab is المبالغة, يعني that something, يعني is going to the extreme. يعني اطمأن, to be very very reassured, to be comforted. اشمعز, to find disgust with something. And اشعر, I mean اقشعر, اقشعر means to shiver, to tremble, يعني from something. The last bab of the رباعي مزيد is if'anlala. If'anlala. يف'anlilu is the مضاري. If'anlala, yani where the first radical is prefixed with hamza til wasl with sukoon and followed by ayn. I'm sorry, the second radical is followed by noon. The second radical is followed by noon. The first radical is prefixed with hamza til wasl with kasra, and the second radical is followed by noon with sukoon. If'anlala. Yaf'anlilu is the mudari. And examples of it is ihranjama. Ihranjama, the mudari would be yahranjimu. And the second example, yani that means to come together or to gather around. And the second one is Ikrankaa, ani ifrankaa. Ifrankaa, the original root letters would be fa, ra, qaf, and ayn. So the fa, the first radical, is prefixed with hamzatul wasl with kasra, and the second radical, the ra, is followed by noon with sukoon. Ifrankaa means to disperse, yani to scatter. Ifrankaa, the mudari, yafrankiu, yafrankiu, to disperse or to scatter. Okay, with this exercise, number two, it says, yani the instruction here says, at the bottom, after the third bab, it says, استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الرباعي, yani derive or yani extract from the lesson quadriliteral verbs ومشتقاتها and its derivatives واذكر بابا كل واحد منها extract from the lesson الأفعال الرباعية the quadriliteral رباعي verbs ومشتق مشتقاتها and also its derivatives يعني ماضي مضاري عمر اسم فاعل اسم مفعول واذكر باب كل واحد منها and mention the bab that it comes from يعني the bab that it comes from for رباعي is it يعني مجرد فعلل or is it مزيد تفعلل or if علل or يعني إفعن للا mention its bab for each one. Okay, so we're going to do what? Go back to the dialogue, the dars in the beginning of the lesson, and we're going to find يعني رباعي verbs and its derivatives. Okay, so here is where I should have numbered my lines, and I didn't number them for this lesson, but I'm going to number them right now once, so you can number the lines, every line. Even if it's not a new sentence, even if it only has one word, number them, one, two, three, four, five. Line five has Bil Islam. It's just one word, but that's a line. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 just has Qalbi, the end of an ayah, but that's one line. 15, 16. There should be 16 lines on the first page, and I'm going to start numbering again on the second page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is just a reference to the Quran. It's one word, but it's still a line. 5 and then 6 is يَدْخُلُ الرَّجُلْ وَيُسَلَّمْ. It's just a mention of what's happening right here, but it's still a line. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, so the second page, I have numbered them 1 through 13. The first page, 1 through 16. And I'm going to mention the lines so you can keep up with where I'm at if somebody gets distracted and they lose their place. And if the lines are numbered, it's easy to find it where we're at. Okay, so what are we looking for here? We're looking for Ruba'i verbs, right? We're looking for Ruba'i verbs and their derivatives. And we have to mention the bab of each one of those verbs, which bab it's from. Okay, so in the first line, we have yani the teacher saying, Ya Ammar, I'm not going to read the whole line, but just this is the first line. Ya Ammar, هذا هو الكتيب الذي أريد ترجمته. So here we have the master, tarjama, from the verb tarjama, which is bab fa'alala, yani ruba'i mujarrad. In the second line we have astati'u and atastati'u and tutarjimahu. So we have the mudari verb tutarjim. Tutarjima, yani mudari from the verb tarjama, yutarjimu, anta tutarjim, and it's from the bab fa'alala ruba'i mujarrad. In the third line we have فَقَدْ تَرْجَمْتُ. We have فِعْل مَاضِي, past tense verb, from the bab تَرْجَمَ, which is رُبَعِي مُجَرَّد. Then in the fourth line we have الْمُتَرْجَمَ, يعني الْكُتَيْبَ الْمُتَرْجَمَ, with فَتَّة on the جيم, اسم مفعول. اسم مفعول from the verb تَرْجَمَ, bab فَعْلَلَ رُبَعِي الْمُجَرَّد. In the sixth line, fifth line, we have Bil Islam, nothing there. Sixth line, we have إذن أترجمه, يعني فعل مضاري from ترجمة باب فعلل رباعي مجرد. Seventh and eighth line nothing. Ninth line Ammar says نعم إنني ولدت ونشأت وترعرعت. ترعرعت يعني is the مضارع verb from other verb ترعرع يعني ترعرع which is يعني from the باب يعني رباعي مزيد تفعلل تفعلل with تاز added to the beginning of it تفعلل نعم. Oh, so that's ruba'i mazid. Then line 10, nothing. Line 11, 12. Line 13, the ayat, qala bala walakin liyatma'inna. This is mudari from ruba'i. Ruba'i mazid. Yani from the verb itma'anna, yatma'innu. Yani from the verb if'alalla. If'alalla. With the first radical is preceded by Hamzat al-Wasl with Kasra, and the last radical is doubled with Shadda. Yani, itma'anna, itma'anna, yatma'innu. So here we have, liyatma'anna. Naam, mudari, bab, if'alalla, ruba'i, mazid. Nothing in line 14, line 15 next to the last line has the ayat containing the word, تَقْشَعِرُّ تَقْشَعِرُّ يعني is the مُضَارِي from the باب إِفْعَلَلَّ يعني where the first radical is preceded by حَمْزَةُ الْوَصْلُ with كَسْرَ and the last radical is doubled with شَدَّ which means to shiver يعني for the person to shiver out of fear. نعم. Line 16, there's nothing there. Turning to page, second page of the dialogue, page 221. Again, I renumbered starting from line 1 to line 3 is the ayat وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. يعني here the verb إِشْمَعَزَّتْ is ماضي from the رُبَعِي المزيد إِفْعَلَلَّ يعني with the first radical the sheen is preceded by Hamzat al-Wasl with Kasra and the last radical Zay is doubled with Shadda. إِشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Nothing in line 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, line 9 where Hamid is speaking. Says, يَا شَيْخ مِنَّا مَنْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَشْتَرِكَ فِي مُعَسْكَرِي الْجَامِعَةِ. مُعَسْكَرَ is اسم مكان. اسم مكان. اسم مكان is on the same pattern as اسم مفعول. يعني where the next to the last radical takes فتحة instead of كسرة. اسم مكان from the باب فعلل. يعني رباعي مجرد. Okay, and that's the end of what is mentioned here in the dialogue from ثلاثي أو رباعي رباعي verbs. يعني مجرد المزيد. Turning to page 223. Exercise number 3. Let me just take a look at our time. Okay, we still have a little bit of time left. Okay, exercise number 3 on the top of page 223 says تأمل الأمثلة ثم أكمل الناقص. يعني reflect or pardon, ponder, examine carefully, study the examples, and then complete what is missing. يعني أكمل الناقص, what's missing. So they gave us three columns, al-madi, al-mudari, and al-masdar. The first one, line 1, and this time I did number them from 1 through 11. So there are 11 lines here. The first line is they gave us tarjama, that's the madi. The mudari, yutarjimu. And the masdar is tarjamatun. Yani just adding ta marbuta to the past tense form. They gave us madi, gave us mudari, gave us masdar. And the next one, they gave us only the madi, and we have to bring the madi and the masdar for the rest of these examples. Or well, some of them they gave us, and some of them they left out. Okay, so let's go. Line number 2, ba'athara means to scatter. The mudari yuba'athiru. The master is just like the past tense form ba'athara with ta marbuta. Ba'atharatun. Line 3. Harwala means to walk quickly or to walk fast. The mudari yuharawilu. The master harawalatun. Just like the past tense form harawala, harawalatun. Line 4. Zalzala to shake violently. To shake violently. Zalzala mudari yuzalzilu. Yani the first letter, the harf mudari takes dhamma and the next to the last radical takes kasra. Zalzala yuzalzilu. The master zalzalatun. Line 5 with my numbers. Tara'ra'a. Tara'ra'a means to grow up somewhere or in some way. Tara'ra'a. Yani the mudari yatara'ra'u. Tara'ra'a yatara'ra'u. The master tara'ru'un. Yani the next to the last letter, the past tense form, it retains the past tense form, but you just change the vowel next to the last letter to dhamma and make the last radical take sukoon, because it's a master, it's a noun. So tara'ra'a, the master, tara'ru'un. Number 6, tamadmada, yani to wash or to rinse the mouth with water. The mudari yatamadmadu, yatamadmadu. The master, tamadmudun, yani just making the next to the last radical with dhamma, tamadmudun. Line 7, itma'anna, itma'anna, yani itma'anna, this is from the verb if'alalla with shadda on the last radical. Itma'anna, to be at ease, to be reassured, to be comforted. Yani mudari yatma'innu, yatma'innu. The master itma'nan. From the same bab we have yani from the bab if alalla where the last radical is doubled, we have ishmaaz, to detest or feel disgust with something. Ishmaaz mudari yashmaizu. Ishmaaz yashmaizu. And the master ishmi'zaz. And likewise from the same bab, we have iqsha'arra, to shiver from fear. Iqsha'arra mudari yaqsha'irru, master iqsha'arar. I just want to look at the masters for these last three verbs, for itma'anna, ishma'azza, and iqsha'arra. Yani from itma'anna, itmi'nan. From ishma'azza, ishmi'zaz. From iqsha'arra, iqsha'arar. Okay, then we have the bab. Yani the next bab is from the bab if'anlala. Yani where the first radical is preceded by hamzatul wasl with kasra, and the second radical is followed by noon with sukoon. If'anlala, we have ihranjama, which means to come together. Together, ihranjama. In my book, the jim has kasra, should be a fatha. Ihranjama. Just pay attention to that. In my book, again, the jim next to the last radical has kasra, but it should have has kasra, should be fatha. And it looks like, even in my book, the last radical, the meme, has dhamma, but that should also be fatha. Should be ihranjama. Ihranjama, to come together or together. Mudari yahranjimu. Here the next to the last radical takes kasra and the last radical takes dhamma in the mudari. Yahranjimu. And the master ihrinjamun. Ihrinjamun. The next one is also from the same bab. If'anlala. Yani if'anlala. The verb ifranqa'a. Ifranqa'a with qaf and ayn means to disperse, to scatter. Ihranqa'a. Ihranqa'a. Yani the mudari yafranqi'u, and the master ifranqa'un. And again, the masters for these last two from the bab if'anlala, يعني إحرنجما it's masters إحرنجام أن يعني إفرنقع it's masters إفرنقاون. Alright, so this particular exercise is very important to become familiar with these verbs and their forms. The madi, the mudari, and the masdar is very, very important to go over this exercise a little bit. We did it for homework. We're going over it now just to make sure we wrote them incorrectly. And we see that they have given us they've given us the thulathi mujarrad in the first few examples, and then they gave us examples of the mazid. Yani the first mazid is tara'ra'a, and the second mazid is itma'anna, and the third mazid is ihranjama. So they gave us examples of each of the types of ruba'i, mazid and the three abwab, mujarrad and the three abwab of mazid. The last exercise, which we're going to close this session with, and this is the final thing that we have for homework, in the minutes that remain, there are 10 sentences here. It says, ayyin al-af'al al-ruba'iyya fima ya'ati. Identify the verbs that are quadrilateral in what follows. Wadhkur baba kulli wahidin minha, and mention the bab of each one of them. Yani the ruba'i verbs that came in the following 10 sentences. Identify the ruba'i verb and its bab. So the first one, dakhala at-tiflu maktabi wa ba'athara al-kutuba wal-awraqa. A child, or the child, entered my office and scattered the books and papers. Yani ba'athara. He scattered the books and papers. So the word here is ba'athara. It's a madi verb from bab fa'alala, yani ruba'i mujarrad. The second sentence, dagdagtu at-tifla. فضحك. Yani I tickled the child, so as a result of that he laughed. The verb is ضغضغتو, yani which is a fi'l madi from the bab fa'lala, yani ruba'i mujarrad. Yani ضغضغتو. The third sentence, أعطاني الطبيب دواء للغرغرة. Yani, the doctor gave me medicine to gargle with. Lil gharghara. Here, yani the word al-gharghara, al-gharghara-tu, yani with ta' marbuta, is a masdar from gharghara, which means to gargle. Well, that's one of the meanings of it, to gargle. Yani, it's a ruba'i mujarrad from the bab fa'allala, yani gharghara. Number four, قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. سورة الرعد 28th آيات. The word here, يعني is it not so that in the remembrance of Allah hearts find comfort, rest, assurance. So تطمئن is a mudari verb, يعني ربعي مزيد from باب إفعلل, يعني where the first radical is preceded by Hamzat al-Wasl with Kasr, and the last radical is doubled with Shadda. Number five, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 185th Ayah. The word here is زُحْزِحَ. زُحْزِحَ. Yani to remove or to keep away, to make something to be distanced. To distance. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Whoever is removed or kept far away from the fire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ, and admitted into the paradise, فَقَدْ فَازَ, then this person has indeed been successful. So the word زُحْزِحَ يعني is ماضي مبني للمجهول. ماضي مبني للمجهول يعني رُبَعِي مُجَرَّد from the bab فَعَلَلَ. Turning the page, 224, top of the page, number 6, في الحديث, في حديث قدسي. In the hadith Qudsi, yani from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, قد قال, قال الله تعالى, يا ابن آدم قم إلي أمشي إليك وامشي إلي أحرول أحول with سكون on the lamb أحول يعني مجزوم with سكون إليك يعني a hadith Qudsi where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah the Most High said O son of Adam قم إلي stand up to me if you do so أمشي إليك I will come walking to you وامشي إلي if you come walking to me أحول إليك I will come running or walking quickly to you. رواه الإمام أحمد. Reported by الإمام أحمد. The word in this sentence is in the second line of the hadith. أحرولو which is a فعل مضاري from the باب فعلل رباي مجرد. يعني from حرولا يحرولو أنا أحرول. نعم. After this, number seven. عن أبي عبد الله السنابجي. يعني on the authority of أبي عبد الله السنابجي يعني رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من تمضمض واستنثر نعم خرجت خطاياه من أنفه وفمه رواه الإمام أحمد يعني whoever rinses his mouth with water and exhales, inhales and exhales, yani water from his nose. خرجت خطاياه, yani his sins will go away from his nose, will come out of his nose and his mouth. Reported by Imam Ahmed. So the word in this sentence that we're looking at is من تمضمض, whoever rinses his mouth. This فعل تمضمض, فعل ماضي, yani from the باب تفع تفعلل يعني رباعي مزيد وتاء is added to the beginning of the verb تمضمض number 8 عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه وأحمد يعني عن ذي وعبد بن عمر رضي الله عنهما may Allah be pleased with him and his father from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said indeed Allah accepts the tawbah of an abd as long as he didn't reach the يعني لم يغرغر ما لم يغرغر as long as he didn't begin to gargle meaning what is intended here as long as the soul didn't reach the throat يعني as long as the soul didn't reach the throat and the word that we're looking for here is يغرغر which is a مضاري verb مجزوم by لم it's from the باب فعلل يعني رباعي مجرد يعني غرغر this hadith is reported by الترمذي ابن ماجه and أحمد and as long as a person isn't at the point of death where the soul is coming from the throat number 9 لا بأس بالمضمضة وتبردي للصائمي. There's no harm in a person rinsing their mouth with water and tabarrud, yani cooling themselves down with a shower, for example, or pouring cold water over themselves for the person who is fasting. It doesn't harm the fast if a person rinses their mouth as long as they're careful not to swallow or that a person gets under some cold water to cool down. The word that we're looking for here is bil madmadati, yani al madmada is the master from the bab fa'alala yani ruba'i mujarrad master from the bab fa'alala ruba'i yani mujarrad and the last one is kana an-nahwiyyu yani nahwi is a nasab yani attributing somebody to the topic to the subject the science of nahw grammar kana an-nahwi grammarian Isa ibn Umar al-thaqafiyyu يعني this grammarian his name was Isa ibn Umar al-Thaqafi كان هذا الرجل كان يتقعر في كلامه يعني يتقعر is a مضاري verb from the باب تفعلل يعني رباعي مزيد كان يتقعر and this يعني تقعر means to speak gutturally كان يتقعر في كلامه when he used to speak gutturally from his throat يعني
سقط يوما عن حماره. One day he fell off his donkey. فاجتمع عليه الناس. So the people gathered around him. فقال ما لكم. He's a person who used to speak guttural. He was a grammarian. He knew Arabic very well. He said ما لكم تكأتم علي كتكأيكم على ذي جنة. يعني what is wrong with you people? تكأتم, you have crowded around me. يعني this is the past tense verb. الماضي from the verb تفعلل يعني رباعي مزيد. What is wrong with you people crowding around me? علي كتكأكوئكم. تكأكوئي يعني is the master from the same verb تفعلل يعني رباعي مزيد. What is wrong with you people crowding around me? Like the crowding, like you all's crowding, على ذي جنة, like you're crowding around a crazy person, person who's possessed by a jinn. افرنقعوا عني, get away from me, disperse from me. This is also a ruba'i verb from the verb افعنلل, ruba'i مزيد. افعنلل, يعني افرنقع. But this is the fi'l amr. افرنقعوا, disperse عني, from around me. فقال الناس, the people said to him, دعوه فإن شيطانه يتكلم بالهندية. They said, leave him, for indeed his shaitan is speaking some Indian language. Yani, so the verbs in this, or the words in this last tenth sentence is the past tense verb تكأتم. يعني from باب تفعلل رباعي مزيد, and its master, and يعني the verb افرنقعوا, which is a فعل أمر from the رباعي مزيد, يعني افعلل. And this is the end of what we have for homework, and this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today, and we're going to stop here with this, and inshallah in the next session we're going to pick up with exercise number 5. And I'm not sure how much of it we'll be able to do in the next session, but we'll pick up with exercise number 5 on page 224. And we can start by reviewing the English key one more time, and then taking the exercises that follow. I'll try to send out the homework instructions as early as possible tomorrow, but at least yani the first couple of exercises we're going to do, I don't know if we'll be able to do them all, but we'll see. Yani how many we can do. Right now, we know we're going to do at least the first few exercises, starting at exercise number 5. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success, a tawfiq, to do whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah, out of His generosity, that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds. And that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, yani firmness and steadfastness upon the sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And that He, yani, grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are ill. And that He shower His mercy upon those who have passed away. And that He make their graves spacious and fill them with light. And that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that He admit them into His paradise. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.